In the previous Mishnah, we learned that there are certain things that can't be done on Shabbos or the Korban Pesach because you should have done it before Shabbos, like carrying the animal on your shoulder, bringing it michlus to chum, or cutting off the wart. And Rabbi Eliezer argued, Rabbi Eliezer says, if the mitzvah can be done on Shabbos, then preparation for the mitzvah can also be lechatchila done on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, well, I didn't know lechayre. It's a kavachayna. Ma im shchita, ma dach the shchita of the Korban Pesach. Shehi mishum melacha. If somebody went on Shabbos and stam shechted an animal for supper, that's an av melacha. B'mezid b'hasroya b'chayiv skila. Despite that, we're saying when it comes to the Korban Pesach, doiches a Shabbos. It's doiches Shabbos. So elu, these things that you just mentioned, like carrying the live animal, shehem mishum shvus, it's only an issa d'rabbanan, lo yitchu es a Shabbos, that shouldn't be doiches Shabbos. Amar loy Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, you're so surprised that you can have a malacha d'raisa that's doiches Shabbos, yet an issa d'rabbanan that is not doiches Shabbos? Yom Tov yechiach. Look at Yom Tov. Are you allowed to shecht on Yom Tov? And the answer is for the purpose of Yom Tov. Yes. Are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov? Yes. Even though it's an av malacha. And it's mutter for an ordinary person to do. Not just in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, can you bring something mechutz l'tchum on Yom Tov and eat it? And the answer is no. How could that be? It's because you should have done it yesterday. Even though tchumim is midrabbanan. Let's see the words of Rabbi Yeshua inside. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Tov yechiach. Look at Yom Tov. Shatiru by Mishum Malacha. You're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, yet v'asur by Mishum Shavuos, yet you can't bring something chutz l'tchum. Omer loy Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Maze Yeshua, what is this Yeshua? What are you asking me? What are you bringing me a raya from Yom Tov? Ma raya reshus l'mitzvah. How can you bring a raya from something which is, okay, if you want to, you can do it, to a mitzvah? Stamazay for a person to enjoy food, that's a reshus. But we're talking about Tzairich Gavai over here, the Korban Pesach. That's a mitzvah. Okay, so when it comes to Stam enjoying food, Chazal said, no, it's an issa d'rabbanan, you can't do it. But you think Chazal would say because of their gzeira, we should not be able to perform a mitzvah? So on Yom Tov, you can't bring food, mechutz l'tchum. Fine, you won't have your food on Yom Tov. But you think Chazal would say, in regard to the Korban Pesach, that if you didn't bring it yesterday, too bad, you can't bring it? Now what would Rabbi Yeshua answer to this? Rabbi Yeshua holds that Simchas Yom Tov is also a mitzvah. Not to have food on Yom Tov is also blocking a mitzvah. And despite that, Chazal said it's not Doiches Shabbos. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva, va'amar Rabbi Akiva answered, and he said as follows. Now we know that if someone is tamei mes, how does he become tar? You have to sprinkle on him the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on the third and seventh day. So what is the din if someone is going through this cleansing period from tamei mes? And the seventh day happens to be Shabbos Erev Pesach. If we're not going to sprinkle on him the water that is mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, he will not be able to make the Korban Pesach. Despite that, we say, can't do it. Why not? What's wrong with sprinkling water? And the answer is, there's a gzeda d'rabbana, because it looks like you're fixing someone. So, Heishav Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, Rabbi Akiva answered to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. And he said, respectfully, Rabbi, according to you, we never have a d'rabbana that blocks a mitzvah? Hazat Sechiach. Look at the sprinkling of the water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Shehi mitzvah. Clearly it is a mitzvah. He needs this to be able to be makir of the Korban Pesach. His seventh day has fallen on Shabbos Erev Pesach. V'himishum shavos. And the only reason not to sprinkle the water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on him is a gzeda d'rabbanan, that it looks like you're fixing. And despite that, v'ein l'doiches ha-Shabbos, it's not doiches Shabbos. So af ata, so you should also not wonder about these things mentioned in the previous Mishnah, like carrying the animal for the Korban Pesach, or bringing it mechutz l'tchum, or cutting off the wart. We want to do it for the purpose of the mitzvah, him to bring the Korban Pesach. And he would do all these things in such a way that it's only an issur d'rabbanan. But despite that, Loi yitchu es haShabbos. It's not doiches Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, you're saying for sure that the spritzing of the water mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma is not Doicha Shabbos. So once again, Omalei Rebbe Eliezer, but V'alei Anidan, I'm using the same Kal V'chaimer in regard to the Hazah as well. And I would argue as follows. Ima im Shechita, Madach Shechita, Shehim Shum Melacha, that's an Av Melacha. Somebody would stam Shecht on Shabbos again. B'mezit Basrois Chayiv Skila, B'shagig Akar Mechatas. Despite that, Doiches HaShabbos, it's Doiches Shabbos. So Hazah? Just spritzing? Spritzing the water? Shehi Meshum Shvus? Which is a takana de Rabbanan, that it shouldn't look like you're fixing things? Ain't it in Shedoiches HaShabbos? If we're allowing him to shech the Karban Pesach, for sure we should lift the restriction of sprinkling, he should be able to bring the Karban Pesach? Amalei Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, Oy Chilif, perhaps the other way around. Let's assume that Hazah, the sprinkling of the water mixed with the ashes of the Paradum, is Aser. And let's learn the Kal V'chaimer this way. Ma im Hazah, madach this person who needs the Hazah, because his seventh day of his cleansing process turns out to be Shabbos Erev Pesach. And Shehi Meshum Shvus. The whole reason you can't do Hazah is only a Shvus. It's only a takana drabana. Fin deswegen, eina doiches haShabbos, it's not doiches haShabbos. So let's take a say, shchita, the shechting of the Karban Pesach. Shehi mishum melacha, which is a real melacha, which is a melacha d'araisa. Eina din, should we not say for sure, sheloi sitches haShabbos, that it should not be doiches haShabbos? And enachanami, he should not be able to shecht the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos. Now Rabbi Eliezer did not like this conclusion at all. Omalei Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Akiva, Akarta? Have you uprooted? Mashakasa b'tayra, what the Torah says, Beferish? Beinu Arbayim Bimayadoi? Bimayadoi means in its appointed time. Bein b'chayel, whether it's weekday, Bein b'Shabbos, or whether it's Shabbos. How could you even say such a thing? Amalai. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi, this is precisely the point. Shechita has an appointed time. It can only be done on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. If that happens to be Shabbos, there's no way around it. It can't be done before, it can't be done afterwards. But Havili Moyed Lielu, can you bring me such an appointed time for the other things, like carrying the animal? Or bringing it mechutz l'tchum, or cutting off a ward, kimayed l'shchita, does it have the same appointed time like shchita? What about hazar? Why tak is hazar aser? So the Batanur explains that hazar is not megufei de Pesach. When the Torah said b'me'adeh, the Torah is talking about all things that pertain directly to the Karban Pesach. This hazar is necessary for him to be tar for the Karban Pesach. But it's not mamish, something that relates directly to the guf of the Pesach, and therefore it's not included in the Mayadai. The Mishnah concludes, Kalal Omer Rabbi Akiva, this is the rule, this is the general rule. Kal Melacha She'efshe La'asais in the Erev Shabbos, any Melacha that could have been done. Erev Shabbos, Eina Doiches HaShabbos, is not Doiches HaShabbos. If you should have done it yesterday and you didn't, when Shabbos comes, it's just too late. But Shechita, you can't do it Erev Shabbos. The Shechita has to be done when the Torah said you shecht the Karban Pesach, and that's Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And this year, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So therefore, Doiches HaShabbos, that is Doiches HaShabbos. In order to really chazer over this Mishnah, we have to chazer over the last two Mishnahs. The Perek began by the Mishnah telling us which parts of being makar of the Karban Pesach are Doiches HaShabbos. The Shechita, the Zrikas Hadam, cleaning out the parts that can't wait, being makter the Chalavim, all that you can do on Shabbos. Roasting, rinsing parts that could wait for later, are not Doiches HaShabbos, as well as carrying the animal on your shoulder, even though it's only an Issa D'Rabbana, because Chai Noses Atzma, you're bringing it Michus L'Tchum, or cutting off warts, even though he's not doing it with a Keli. He's doing it in such a way with a Shinui that it would only be an Issa D'Rabbana, it's not Daicha Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer says those things are Daicha Shabbos. I mean, after all, says Rabbi Eliezer, if Shechita is an Av Melach and it's Daicha Shabbos, you can Shecht the Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, when it falls on Shabbos. So carrying it on your shoulder, which is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, because the animal is alive, that shouldn't be Daicha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yeshua said, well, look at Yom Tov. You could do things that are Av Melach on Yom Tov, like Shechting and cooking. Yet there are certain things, like bringing it Michutz L'Tchum, which you can't do. Rabbi Eliezer said, Yeshua, what are you bringing a Raya Rishus L'Mitzvah? A person wants to have Ichveis, a Geshmaka party on Yom Tov. That's a Rishus, very nice. You have to be over Nisad Rabbanah, no, we're not going to let you do it. But therefore you're going to tell me, we're not going to let you bring the Karban Pesach, which is a Mitzvah, because of Nisad Rabbanah? We explained, the Batanura explained, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Simchas Yom Tov is also a mitzvah. By blocking him from bringing his food mechutz l'tchum, that's also blocking a mitzvah. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, if Chazal block because of an Issa D'Rabbanan Simchas Yom Tov, for the same reason they would block us from the Karban Pesach. And so yes, carrying your animal may only be an Issa D'Rabbanan, but if you didn't do it before, it's too late to do it. So that was between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Then we had Rabbi Akiva, who came and said, look, whatever person is tameh, and if a person is tamei meis during the cleansing period, you spritz on him on the third and seventh day with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the parah adumah. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, because it looks like you're fixing. Now this person was tamei meis. He can't bring the Karban Pesach of his tamei. He has to become tahar. And it just so happens that his seventh day is on Shabbos. So he says, please, spritz on me the water that's mixed with the ashes of the parah adumah. I should be able to bring my Karban Pesach. And we say, we're very sorry, we can't. You're not allowed to do hazah. So just like we say that to him, we say it to the person who's also looking for a heter to bring his Karban Pesach on his shoulder, and we say, too bad, I'm sorry, you can't. So Rabbi Eliezer tied it back. Well, Anachanami, let's say, Madach Shchita, that is a Malach, is Daicha Shabbos. So the spritzing of the water mixed with the ashes of the paradum, which is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and that should for sure be Daicha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva tied it back. Well, maybe let's go the other way. Let's say, just like Hazah, which is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, is not Daicha Shabbos, so Shchita, which is a Malacha, should for sure not be Daicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said, Akiva. But the Torah says, Beferish. Bein Horbayim B'mayadai. In its appointed time. Bein B'chayil, Bein B'shagas. So Rabbi Akiva answered, Rabbi, that's my point. Anything that has an appointed time, it couldn't have been done before, it can't be done afterwards. That's what's daicha, like shchita. But anything else, even if it's an issa d'rabbanan, if it could have been done before, then it's too late now. And the Mishnah concludes with this klal, any malacha, whether a d'raisa or d'rabbanan, that could have been done erev Shabbos, is not daicha Shabbos. Shchita, even though it's a d'raisa, but because it could have not been done on erev Shabbos, it is Daicha Shabbos.